Anthony Rothman, Tim Hall in for Carp. Jackets drop puck tonight at Nationwide again as they take on Anaheim. And early reports are that Ryan Miller might be in the net against the Jackets for Anaheim, and Corpy would go for the good guys. Allison Lucan from The Athletic jumps on the Brian Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline, our friend who covers it as well as anyone. Allison, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, it is good. You know what? My goodness, if we were talking about an 0-3 hockey team right now, I think the narrative would be much different. But they were able to get a pretty big win over Buffalo, and I'm just curious from your standpoint, did it tell you anything about this team, or was the narrative of, well, they're 0-2 and they just let up 7 against Pittsburgh make people think like they were in the dumper? Like, my point is that I think they were playing better hockey than the scores were indicating. Would you agree? And they just weren't getting the result, or am I wrong about that?
Yeah, you know, I hate to pull out one of those very standard hockey cliches, but I think what we saw in Buffalo was probably the most complete game we've seen from the team yet in terms of playing as close to a full 60 as possible. I think that, you know, in Toronto and the Pittsburgh games, there were periods, there were bursts of some really good play, but I feel like the team just wasn't keeping it together as far as staying true to their systems and their identity. And Buffalo encouraged me for that reason, in that I saw them string together solid play more consistently, and they got the result for it. And that should hopefully help reinforce how they have to play going forward.
Allison, to me, it's just there's so much that's new with this roster. I mean, the line combinations, Torts is going to mess around with some things here. We know that in the early parts of the season. I guess one of the things Anthony and I were talking about is at least the power play was something that got off the ground and started to run a little bit against the Sabres. What do you see there?
Yeah, you know, I think you're absolutely right. Some of the new combinations sometimes change, and having a whole different look can just free people up to play a little bit differently. And I think that's what we're seeing. We had an article on The Athletic this week and have talked to the coaches and players about this a lot more too, about how that role of the player in front of the net is changing. And we're seeing that on the Jackets this season. Even last year, that player was usually a bigger guy who was looking to bang in goals, clean up the garbage from a rebound. That player is becoming more of a skill player. We're seeing Alexander Wennberg down there, a brilliant passer, excellent at seeing plays develop. And he creates a goal against Buffalo for that very reason, because he's not just standing in front of the net. He's playing behind the net. He's mobile. He's making the reads. So I think we're seeing a little bit different of an approach. We're also seeing new personnel and quite frankly, some freedom in the way those guys are playing right now.
Allison Lucan with us from The Athletic. Josh Anderson, you miss him early in the year. What's the impact?
I mean, Josh Anderson is a huge part of this club for sure. But I think to your point with it being early in the season, if there's something bugging him, best for it to get him healthy so that he can go down the stretch. You know, he's on IR. That's primarily a roster move because they needed the spot for the call up this weekend of Marcus Hannikainen to have an extra forward should something go wrong on the road. But you want him to get healthy because you need his speed. You need his physicality. I mean, players talk about it all the time. You see a big body like that just barreling down the right side, let alone someone who can shoot and create offense. That's a big value for the Jackets to have him. They're gonna miss him. I think they're doing okay, but they're going to need him back for sure.
Allison, it's just so early to be able to tell like which of these newcomers or young guys is going to walk through that door and be a, you know, 20-goal scorer, maybe even looking for a 30-goal scorer would be nice. Is there somebody, you know, not saying Cam Atkinson or PLD, that in your mind just has to step up? Like, if he doesn't, the Jackets are doomed kind of guy.
Oh, that's a good question. I think that does lead back to getting Josh Anderson healthy. He has to be a big part of this offense. But in terms of a big step-up guy, and I see this as a positive, you know, Alexander Texier is really impressing me, not just with his play, but to your point, how he's carrying himself. He's a new guy, but he is all business, man. And he is taking this really seriously, I think, in the right way. And I think he could be that person putting a lot of points on the board and putting a lot of pucks in the net if he continues to approach the game the way he is and play the way he is.
You know, there's a chance, I mean, a slight chance, they could face two backup goalies over the next two nights. If Mrazek goes tonight for Carolina, I don't know if they'd go with him on a back-to-back. But let's ask this from a Jacket standpoint, Allison. Torts went with Corpy to start the year, and then the quick back-to-back, he goes to Alvis. We know what happened with Alvis. He loved the way he handled it after the game, and it was a humbling. And maybe in the long run, it'll be a good thing for Alvis. What happens this weekend, and do you feel – what does your gut tell you on what he'll do with the goaltenders this weekend? And does it depend on result tonight?
Yeah, I do think result will certainly factor in. But I think that, you know, right now I wouldn't be surprised if it's Korpisalo back-to-back. And that's for a couple reasons. I think it's important to see Corpy in a back-to-back situation, see how he handles that. As you just described, right now he is the better goaltender of the two. And I also think that it's important for it to be Korpisalo in Carolina because that is just such a high-powered offensive team. I mean, they shoot at a rate that's one of the tops in the league, and right now they're getting results. They haven't lost a game yet. And I think if we look at how to bring Elvis along and evolve his game, I don't know that that's the ideal opponent to give him his second start, his start that needs to be a rebound start for him.
Go ahead, Anthony.
I was just going to say, this is the youngest team in the league, yet it feels like they've got enough veteran presence to kind of glue this together. Were you worried that if they would have lost, if they, losing to Buffalo 0-3, I guess, yes, season wouldn't have been over, but 0-3 would have been awful. But if they give away a two-goal lead and then go to 0-3, I'm just wondering whether they would have, how they would have been able to handle that. Do you feel like you've covered this team for a while now? Is there some characteristic that you've even seen in this team early on that you can put your finger on yet?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question. I don't think it would have been the end of the world if they had played the way they did and just didn't get the result. You know, again, I think that this core knows when they're playing the right way, and I think they can tap into that, and I think they can keep this boat centered. This is also a core that has seen worse starts and knows to prevent against the pitfalls of not getting a win early. But if they had lost in spectacular fashion, or you know, it would come down to why did they lose. The why would help guide my answer there. And if they had not played well against Buffalo, I think that that would have been cause for concern. And right now it's so early. It is so early. And it's about managing that emotion and managing that consistent approach to play. I think this core is equipped to keep them on track, but the win, I mean, no doubt the win definitely helps.
Allison, great job. Ducks and Jackets, 7 o'clock at Nationwide, and then the back-to-back. We appreciate you jumping on. Enjoy the game tonight and the weekend, and we'll have you back real soon.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks so much, and have a great weekend.
You too.